Micro Europa.
Sounds
moderne,
fiche,
terrific.
Micro Europa.
Sounds
comme moi,
comme eu,
like me.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe von Radio Micro Europa, dem Tübinger Campusfunk, hier auf der Fürstenwelle. Am Mikrofon Luke Ausford. Bei mir zu Gast sind drei von meinen britischen Kommilitonen hier in Tübingen. Melody Lewis, Michelle Mardiner und Lou Stratford. Schön, dass ihr alle da sind.
Hallo.
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 Heute führen wir eine Diskussion auf Englisch über die Herausforderungen, mit denen britische Studentinnen und Briten im Allgemeinen konfrontiert sind, wenn sie versuchen, in Deutschland zu studieren und zu leben. Wir sprechen heute auch darüber, wie diese Erfahrungen zu politischen Fragen beitragen können. Dann geht es noch darum, wie das britische und das deutsche Universitätssystem im Vergleich aussehen und welche Erfahrungen diese jungen europäisch orientierten Studierenden mit dem Brexit gemacht haben. Wir alle in diesem Gespräch haben eines gemeinsam. Wir studieren in Großbritannien und haben dort gelebt, bevor wir alle für das Wintersemester 2022-23 an die Universität Tübingen gekommen sind. Jedoch haben alle meine Gäste auch unterschiedliche Perspektiven und Wurzeln. Melody kommt aus Wales, studiert in Cambridge Spanisch und Deutsch. Sie absolviert hier ein Austauschsemester im Rahmen des deutschen Teils ihres Studiums. Lou hingegen kommt aus einer Stadt im Südosten Englands. Lou studiert in Manchester Mathematik und Deutsch. Und Michelle ist halb Deutsch, halb Filipino, aber hat vor der Universität in London studiert und gelebt. Michelle ist jetzt in Tübingen für ihren gesamten Bachelor im Fach International Business Administration. Und ich bin Lou, ich komme aus London und studiere hier Alte Geschichte und Medienwissenschaft. Im ersten Teil unseres Gesprächs frage ich die drei, warum sie im Studium Deutsch studieren und was sie ausgerechnet nach Tübingen gezogen hat. Okay, so. Many of you here have chosen to study German at British University. So I'm really curious to understand why you chose German as a language. So, Melody, you study German at Cambridge. Why did you want to study German?
So for my degree, which is called Modern and Medieval Languages, it was required that I study two European languages, but I only learnt Spanish in school. So I had to pick up a new language and I thought, give myself a bit of a challenge and study German. I'd read a couple of German books in translation in English and really enjoyed them. And so I thought, why not learn the language? And I always wanted to travel Europe, so it gives me more opportunity to do that.
Okay, German is quite limited in terms of its international reach because not many other countries speak German. So was it really that you wanted to, didn't want to have a language that you could study in other and speak in other countries as well? Or,
well, I mean, German is still spoken in Austria and Switzerland as well. So there's three countries right off the cuff. I think, and also Germany is a massive country, 90 million people. About, so that's a lot of people to talk with in one country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, Michelle, you're doing your whole bachelor's here. I'm really curious why you wanted to do a whole 3-year plus degree in Germany and not in the UK where you studied before this.
I think a biggest thing for me was just the cost of university in the UK. I think it's just a lot more expensive there, like £9,000, and in comparison, in Germany, it costs around €300 a year. So I think that was definitely the biggest factor. But then also the fact that I do speak fluent German, it was not going to be as big of a challenge to move here, also, I thought. And I just thought it would also be a challenge and I really wanted to try something new.
Okay. I guess you had the whole of German university system to choose from. Why did you want to particularly come to Tübingen to study here?
Well, it's true. But I think Tübingen, after a bit of research, has quite a good environment for international students. I consider myself partly an international student just because I didn't grow up here and study here. And also the opportunities they have to also learn the language. And I really like the course that they offered.
Okay. And that's taught in which language?
right now it's all in German, but I think there's going to be around 60% in German and 40% in English towards the end, which I think will also be a lot easier for me when I start getting into more English modules.
Okay. Luna, were there any particular reasons that you wanted to come study in Tübingen?
I actually didn't want to study in Tübingen because I didn't get a choice because my university... My course is owned by the mathematics department at my university, and they have one exchange, and it's with Tübingen, which is fun. But it's a good thing I got to come here.
Okay, I'm really curious. What's your thought on how popular it is in the UK to learn languages, or German in particular? Do you feel like you're a bit of a niche, being a partial language student in the UK?
Well, I think that's quite an interesting question, because at Manchester specifically, like, everyone studies languages, so even... in terms of the people in my class or like my level, there'd be like 50 or 60 people. So I don't think it seems that rare to study German, at least at Manchester.
Okay. If you were to do your degree in the UK over again, would you still want to study German?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I think that years abroad in the UK should be a lot more accessible and easier to have and added on to degrees, because I think it's a nice experience, and it's a lot easier and it's a lot nicer to just have a year that you get to have in a foreign country.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting point. Melody, you're only here for one semester and then you have to go to Argentina for a second semester for Spanish. How have you found that, being only able to sort of get involved in Germany for 6 months?
Yeah, at the beginning, I think I had realised perhaps I made a mistake in choosing to do two completely different countries in 1 year, because 6 months isn't... it feels like a long time when you start out, but you get to the end of the 6 months. So I'm leaving next week. And so at the end of the 6 months, you think, oh my goodness, where did that time even go? But I'm glad that I came to Germany still and got to experience it, because I only... started learning German at university, so 2 years ago. And I think if I had not come to Germany, that knowledge of the language would not have been solidified in my head, and I would forget it all by next year.
Okay, so do you think when you return to Cambridge next year, you'll be a lot more confident with your German side of the degree now that you've had 6 months?
Yeah, definitely, here? Because mine is a literature-based degree, so I study the languages through the medium of literature, and that was really hard in first year when I spoke barely B1 German. But now I think it will be a lot easier, because I can read much more fluidly and quickly and understand texts much more off the cuff.
Yeah, I'm curious. Also, Tübingen is quite a relatively small city compared to some larger cities we could potentially study at. How have you found improving your German in Tübingen?
I think... so there's two sides to this. There's one side where you're in university and it's well known that a lot of German people speak very good English. So it's quite hard to get the lingua franca to become German, because obviously they can probably express themselves and their wants and needs better in English than I can in German. But I do think that because Tübingen is so small and sort of in the middle of nowhere a little bit, you also get the other side of people who can't really speak English, and they're really grateful when I can speak German and we can sort of communicate half and half. Mm-hmm. So that's also really useful.
Okay. I mean, Michelle, you have some German family, so I guess you don't have so much issue with the language barrier, but what have you found you find yourself communicating in more, particularly with your degree, English or German, and what do you kind of prefer to communicate in?
I think initially I thought I would be speaking a lot more German than I actually do. I think somehow I've managed to find myself friends that do speak more English, for example, with you guys, or even, I think even on my course, you do, as people who didn't grow up here in Germany, I think you do draw to other people who also maybe come from other countries. Like, I'm quite good friends with someone from Georgia and someone from who studied in other countries. So sometimes I do find myself just spending days even just speaking English because of the people that I've surrounded myself with. But in day-to-day life, for example, in my house that I live in now, all my flatmates are studied in German and are from Germany, so I do find myself speaking a lot more German. However, I think I'm still at the point where I do express myself a lot more easily and a lot better in English.
Okay. I mean, Lou, you've come from studying in Manchester, which is a big city, and then Tübingen, which is smaller. How have you found that change, that transition?
I think I found it, when I got here, I think I found it quite hard because in my head, I'd pictured Tübingen being this big city or like a lively city maybe. But in comparison to Manchester, where like there's different things that you can do all the time, or it did feel like there was a lot less freedom here to just do stuff. But I think like if you find stuff to do, like if you know where to look, you can always find something to do in Tübingen.
Okay, so... Hey, how do you find that freedom in Tübingen?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I love it. No, I don't know. I don't think that there's a huge degree of freedom, but there's definitely there's opportunity to do stuff, which I think I've definitely found a lot more of since the Christmas holidays than before. Because I think before the Christmas holidays, there was a lot of. It felt like the only thing that you could do in Tübingen was go to the pub. But mm-hmm. now I think we've found a lot more fun things to do.
Okay.
Local Gegend.
Yeah. Vielen Dank bis dahin. Und jetzt erstmal ein bisschen Musik. Lou, was hören wir jetzt?
So this is Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John and Kiki Dee.
Thank you.
Das war Elton John und Kiki D mit Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Exclusive hier bei Radio Mikro Europa, dem Tübingen Campus Funk auf der Wüstenwelle. Wir spielen heute übrigens ausschließlich Musik, ausgesucht von unseren britischen Studiogästen Melody, Lou und Michelle, die sie an Großbritannien erinnert, während sie in Deutschland studieren. Don't Go Breaking My Heart wurde von Lou ausgewählt. Also wir haben die Gründe bereits erörtert, warum britische Studentinnen in Deutschland studieren wollen. Aber jetzt wollen wir darüber sprechen, wie das deutsche Universitätssystem mit dem britischen verglichen werden kann und was sie voneinander lernen können. So, Michelle, have you found the German university experience coming in it from straight away as a bachelor's student?
I think for me, it was a bit of a surprise. With university itself, I think it's very independent, and there's I noticed a very big difference between secondary school in the UK and then university in Germany. I feel like, I'm not sure about you guys, but for me, it was a lot more of a bigger jump than I was expecting. And as for living, I think I had to adjust a lot more to the culture than I was expecting. And I think also just studying from English to then studying in German is also really, really difficult, because I'm learning things in maths that I do know, but I'm having to relearn almost because the words are different that they use, and the way they write things down are slightly different as well. And I think I didn't take into consideration all those extra small things.
Yes, do you feel at a disadvantage starting at a German university when you had the British education background before then? Are your German fellow students have an advantage over you because they've already been in the German education system and they're more accustomed to how it works?
I think one big difference is also just the exams and how exams are written. I think that's when I do think I have a slight disadvantage. I think we're used to, from GCSEs and A-levels, you study for 2 years maybe, and then you sit your exams, and your grades are based purely off of those exams at the end of those 2 years that you've done. Whereas here, we do sometimes even exams throughout the semester, but in some of my modules, I've done exams right at the end. And I think even those exams at the end, they don't make up your whole grade. So I think for me, I'm used to obviously working throughout the whole semester, but I'm not used to having maybe small tests or then having even participation as something that contributes to the grade, which I don't know about you guys, but for me, it was never part of the grade at school. It was just how you did in the exam at the end of the 2 years.
Okay, so what would you keep in the German education system, or what would you like to take from the British education system and put it in your German university experience? Would you get rid of participation marks for seminars?
I think for me, I quite like to participate in my classes. So for me, it's actually such an advantage and such a blessing, actually. I really enjoy that, just asking questions and being involved in class discussions, that can give you points towards your grade. But I think it's just a matter of what you're used to. Like, I don't necessarily think that doing your exams at the end of the 2 years and then that just being your whole grade is necessarily better. But I think for me right now, because it's what I'm used to, it kind of takes a while to adjust, making that more of the issue than actually the act of how the school system is made up.
Okay. I mean, Melody, you've come here after 2 years at Cambridge University. How have you found the educational education system here? What's the difference been like for you? Has there been any sort of jump or?
To be quite honest, I've found the level of the seminars here quite easy. The thing that I find difficult is participating, because I'm not so sure of my German. And by the time I've figured out what I want to say, the discussion has moved on. But I think I come at it from quite a unique perspective, because Cambridge is so hard compared to a lot of other universities in the UK. And so I haven't found the actual academic level here that hard. But what I do find good is how much choice there is and how interesting everything is. Whereas in Cambridge, you get choice of what to study, but you get choice of periods of times of early modern, classical. But you only ever do the sort of big hits of each of those time periods. Whereas here I take three different seminars, two from international literature and one from Germanistik. And they're all on completely different things. So one is climate science fiction, one is self-optimization practices in gender-based literature, and the third one is queer literature from the early 1900s. And that's something that I would never get the chance to do at home.
Okay, so do you wish back in Cambridge you could then be able to choose those different options and that would inform your degree more?
Yeah, I think, again, Cambridge has this sort of idea of itself as a great purveyor of education. And I think if it took itself slightly less seriously and allowed students more choice, they would perhaps get a lot more interesting discussion in classes, because a lot of the time we end up just discussing ideas that have already been said hundreds of times before by millions of other scholars, whereas here I'm studying books that I've never even heard of, brand new books from the past 5 years, and so there's not so much that's already written. You can think of a lot more things yourself.
Okay. Lou, how have you found studying maths in Tübingen compared to Manchester? Do they teach it differently here? What have you preferred?
So I have found it it's been quite differently taught here, I'd say. There's this weird thing that it feels like they do at German university where they don't do at English university, where they'll give you like a question where they'll be testing a certain technique or a certain thing that they want you to know how to do. And they'll just make it way more complicated than they need to for something that they could make it a lot simpler and you could still show that you know how to do the technique without having to spend 10 pages answering one question, or otherwise you're not going to get the marks, which is actually something that also happens, because turns out tutors here are very, very picky about you making sure that you write down everything that you're doing, rather than like in the UK, I'd say that they're more lenient with allowing you to just come to the conclusion and show steps but skip out steps along the way. Because, you know, you can't get to the next step without having gone through these steps in your head, at least. But yeah, that's what I'd say the main difference is.
Okay. How are German lecturers here? Do you think they're as approachable as they are in the UK, or are they more sort of distanced from students? Would you be able to go to them with your concerns or challenges as an international student here?
Funnily enough, I think actually, I've only got two math lecturers and two seminar leaders. And I'd say one of my seminar takers is so much better than any of the seminar takers that I've ever had in the UK. And then one of my lecturers is quite bad. Not a huge fan of him. But my other lecturer is really, really involved and like makes himself really involved and will always send out faculty-wide emails talking about internships that he's found and stuff. And I think there's quite a mixed bag of lecturers here, but I have found that on balance, the lecturers are a lot more proactive with helping students here than in the UK.
Okay, that's really interesting. Do you think that you would feel confident if you had to stay here for another 2 years to complete a degree, or?
Auf gar keinen Fall. No, I think probably. I definitely haven't done enough work here because I've sort of relied on my pre-existing mathematical knowledge to understand what the question is asking me. But as soon as I started getting to maths that maybe I didn't already know, I think it would be a lot harder, and I don't think I would be so capable without spending hours and hours and hours learning the material.
Okay. Do you feel that the German education system for maths is more rigorous then, that you'd need to spend more hours in the UK?
Not necessarily. Like, the concepts that they're teaching aren't necessarily hard, but learning them in a foreign language and every other word you're trying to work out what exactly it is that they're saying, and yeah, you're trying to work out every what exactly it is that they're saying, especially in lectures when like you don't have a transcript in front of you and
Okay, British Studierende Melody, Lou and Michelle, heute zu Gast bei Mikro Europa, dem Tübinger Campusfunk auf der Wüstenwelle. Wir hören jetzt Tears Dry on Their Own von Amy Winehouse, ausgewählt von Michelle.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once it was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch, I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day. Do I stress the man when there's so many real things at hand? We could have never had it all, we had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you and perspective pushes true, I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't upgrade myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm gone. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. So we are history, the shadow comes, the sky is open. Could say no regrets and no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above a blaze. Lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes down.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? Yeah, I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
I'm not afraid to die.
victim.
Mika mit Grace Kelly, Melody hat mit diesem Lied einen britischen Clubbing-Klassiker ausgewählt. Ihr hört immer noch Radio Micro Europa, den Tübinger Campusfunk auf der Wüstenwelle. Bei mir zu Gast sind drei von meinen britischen Kommilitonen hier in Tübingen. Von Großbritannien nach Deutschland umzusehen, heißt selbstverständlich, dass wir uns mit kulturellen, speckligen und alltäglichen Unterschieden konfrontieren. Ich möchte heute von meinen Gästen herausfinden, ob diese Unterschiede zu Herausforderungen werden, die ausländische Studierende daran hindern, ihre Zeit hier zu genießen. So, I'd like to start asking Melody how she's find it socially here with other German students and in general compared to live social life in the UK, UK university.
So obviously one thing that people tell you when you come to Germany is that Germans will be very direct, but I did not expect it to be so direct. And I have honestly found it quite hard to make friends with Germans. Just because I think they have such a different understanding of what being friends means. I would say at home in the UK, if I've met someone a couple of times, done a few activities with them, you're my friend. Like, that's what I would call you. I might not be your best friend, but we're friends. And so that's a nice, happy little outcome of that situation. Whereas I think in Germany, they don't throw the word friend around so much. And I found that really, really difficult because I'm quite extroverted and quite outgoing. But I find in Germany, we will do this activity for this amount of time on this specified date. And after the activity is finished, we are all going home. There is no sort of after talking, like going to a cafe, going to get a coffee or just hanging out. People don't hang out in Germany. So I found that quite difficult. And I also think that people here, obviously the directness is difficult, but I don't think that a lot of Germans make alterations in their directness when they're dealing with foreigners. I came here and I said, oh yeah, I have to accept that German people are going to be direct with me, but can you please make accommodations for me not being used to that directness? So when I moved here, I would ask my flatmates if they wanted to do stuff and they would just say no. and I know that they weren't meaning that in a horrible way, but every single time they say no and I'm just like, oh, okay, I will just stop asking then. I will just stop asking. So yeah, I think I found that quite difficult, but most of the friends that I've made here have been other international students because I think they're more willing to be outgoing and be friendly because you're only here for a certain amount of time, so you have to make the most of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, yeah, really interesting and the cultural differences. I mean, Luna, I know you had a different struggle together with trying to get home for Christmas and difficulties with getting your residence permit here. How have you found that process? How did that affect you?
I would say that, so in my opinion, the Ausländerbehörde in this country is very, very, very underfunded. And that's getting an appointment and being able to do the stuff that's mandatory when you get here is almost impossible to do within the time frame. You're supposed to register with the city within 2 weeks. The first appointment I could get was like 2 months after I arrived here. and equally, you can't apply for a residency permit until you've registered with the city. So it was a huge, huge, huge challenge to get that done. And even then, even when you have left yourself enough time to have got it done. So I had my appointment for my residency permit on, I think it was the 15th of November. And my flights home were just over 4 weeks later. And they said it was going to take 4 weeks for my Aufenthaltstitel to be processed. And in the end, it ended up taking 9 weeks. So I did end up missing the entire Christmas holidays and being here for the Christmas holidays, which was a huge challenge, I think. but yeah, I'd say that my main criticism would be that I think the German government does not adequately fund the Ausländerbehörde or the, I don't know, Bürgeramt, the Citizens Bureau. yeah.
Okay, have you felt like your worries and concerns when you were trying to get home, was that received well by the Ausländeramt, or was it really difficult for you to try get them to help you to get home even though it wasn't possible?
So following on from what Melody said, I'd say that I don't think that the Ausländeramt was hugely helpful with telling me any information about when my document might be processed or when it'd be finished. And they weren't incredibly nice about being helpful. I know that you had your, I believe you said that you had your they gave you a temporary Aufenthaltstitel, which I wish that they had offered to me, but, you know, these things happen. but yeah, no, I think following on from what Melody said, they are very direct and they're not particularly kind about helping.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we definitely had different experiences trying to get home over Christmas, and it was difficult. Yeah, for me as well. Yeah, Michelle, we were talking earlier about just the lack of shopping in Tübingen. How have you found that? Is that like are there other challenges to everyday life, or is that one of the only ones, sort of just differences living in Germany than in the UK?
Well, I think for me, coming from London, it's the peak of shopping, you know, Oxford Street, Westfield, it's amazing. So obviously I wasn't expecting something at that exact same level, but seeing as Tübingen is still a city, I think I was expecting a few more shops, even just like clothing wise. I do find myself sometimes going into H&M just to have a little browse and do some window shopping, which obviously is not ideal. I wouldn't say it affects my day-to-day life, but I think on the weekend it's something that I do miss a bit. Although fortunately we live quite close to Stuttgart and it's quite accessible by the train, so I think definitely in the semester holidays I'll be taking the train up to have a good shop.
How have you found navigating the housing market and Wiegegesucht, which is such a big thing in Germany? I know you've had difficulties with housing. Has that been a challenge for you?
Yeah, so I think most, if not all, students that are either moving here or even Germans that live around know that trying to find a place to live in Tübingen is an absolute nightmare. I remember just spending days and days and days on Wege gesucht, and I ended up finding a place in a small village around 25 minutes by train from Tübingen. And of course, it's better than living in London, but it was just not ideal at all trying to travel in by train, especially because I had to take a 15-minute bus from there to the actual train station and then had to walk up from the train station to uni. I think that was definitely a huge struggle because it not only affected how much time I had in the day and how much time I spent at university or in the library, but it also meant that I couldn't take part in any of the social activities. I couldn't go clubbing. I couldn't stay out with friends late in the evening. And I think, yeah, the living situation itself was a really nice flat, but then it just ended up having a lot of extra difficulties with it. I think now, having moved to Tübingen, having found a flat, I'm realizing how big of a difference it actually makes. Even just because I also was just so tired from traveling on the train. And this is also from someone who's used to traveling on the tube. Like, of course, in London, that's how we get around, tubes and buses. So, yeah, I'm also just grateful that we have the Naldo semester ticket, because that is huge, huge blessing. And yeah, I think actually for a small city, the tubing and buses are also pretty good.
Perfekt. Ja, jetzt hören wir einen weiteren Song aus der Playlist meiner britischen Kommilitonen. Ed Sheeran und Stormzy mit Take Me Back to London im Tübinger Campusfunk auf der Wüstenwelle.
Jet plane headed up to the sky. Spread wings and the clouds getting high. We ain't here to rave in a while. So take me back to London.
Yo! I do deals, but I never get twanged. Moves that ain't never been planned. No goons that were never in gangs. Where I'm from, chat shit get banged. Where I'm from, chat shit, let the 12 gauge drip. Yeah, sick how it fits in my hand. I don't mix with the glitz and the glam. All these stupid pricks on the gram. I don't do online beef or Nicky Gram beef. I'm way too G'd up. Beef for Grammy, couple an AP to help me time keep my shooter ride. DP moves when I speed my shooter ride. Shoot a guy, leave you wet like you scuba dive. We were younger then and now we're unified. South London boys get you crucified and gone.
It's that time, Big Mike and Teddy are on grime. I wanna try new things, they just want me to sing because nobody thinks I write rhymes. But now I'm back in the biz and my guy, give me a packet of crisps and my pine. I hit my friends up, go straight to the pub because I haven't been home in time. Yes, but that's my fault. Gross half a billy on the divide tour. Yes, I ain't kidding, what would I lie for? But now I'm back on the track with Big Michael. He said,
Teddy, never get off your high horse and never let him take your crown.
I've been away for a while, traveled a million miles, but I'm heading back to London town right now.
Jet plane headed up to the sky.
To the sky.
Spread wings and the clouds getting high. We ain't here to rave in a while. So take me back to London. Face high, middle night, ceiling low. Sweat brow dripping down when in Rome. No town does it quite like my home. So take me back to London.
Yo. When I squeeze off this little pen on mine, done the remix, now I got Ed on grime.
And this ain't like any top ten of mine, I arrived at Wembley ahead of time.
And that's stadiums, man are aliens, I drink Supermort and Vibranium. I got an RM11 titanium.
And I rock a 597 no daily, but I won't show, I won't flows. Don't need tags ripping off my clothes.
Don't need bricks blowing up my phone. And Ted said,
that's just the way things go.
It's just the way things go, amazing flows. Grime or rap, man, I gave them both. Took this sound that was made in bone. Went global, man, now the case is closed.
2015 in the batting and pub, I told Stones 2 years. You'll be wrapping it up and you'll go through tears with the people you love. But when you get to the top, man, it's never enough. Cause you can win Brits,
it don't stop.
And you can do Glasgow,
headline slot.
But when you're miles away and you're feeling alone, gotta remember that there ain't no place like home.
Jet plane headed up to the sky.
To the sky.
Spread wings and the clouds getting high.
Getting high.
We ain't here to rave in a while. So take me back to London. Face high, middle night, ceiling. Sweat brow dripping down when in Rome.
When in Rome.
No town does it quite like my home.
Like my home.
So take me back to London.
Thank you.
Lars mit There She Goes. Ihr hört immer noch Micro Europa, den Tübinger Campus Funk auf der Fürstenwelle. Heute zu Gast im Studio sind britische Studierenden Melody, Lou und Michelle, die in Tübingen als entweder Austauschstudent oder Bachelorstudent studieren. Wir haben bereits über die Probleme bei der Erlangung eines Aufenthaltstitels gesprochen, die sich aus dem Austritt Großbritanniens aus der Europäischen Union ergeben. Dies ist eine der wichtigsten politischen Fragen, die sicherlich junge Briten heute bewegen. Und ich möchte das und andere politische Themen jetzt diskutieren. So, Melody, you were also affected by the problems with Aufenthaltserlaubnis, and I wonder how has that informed your view about how Brexit has impacted cross-European links? As someone who studies German and Spanish, how have you found Brexit's impacted that?
So I already hated Brexit before I decided to come on a year abroad. But I think coming on the year abroad, you realise just how much it has affected everything about being a British person trying to live, work, study in the European Union. Because that was one of the biggest reasons why I actually chose to go to Argentina over Spain for next semester, because Spain is not giving student visas to British students at the moment, or they're very hard to get because I think we've just annoyed the EU too much. but I don't think that 5 years ago when Brexit happened, I realised just how frustrating it would be. I knew that I didn't like it, but I didn't realise, as someone who studies languages and would like to live abroad in the future, that I've been put off the idea completely now, because it's just so much easier to stay at home where you don't have to get a visa, get a residency permit, get a permit to work. So it is really sad, and I think it would put me off trying to study in Europe for a master's, really.
Okay, I mean, how do you feel that it was typically seen as the older generation were those who voted more commonly for Brexit, and then the young people like our generation who want to travel and work in Europe? What's your assessment of that?
Well, I think the older generation who voted for Brexit, reaped all the benefits of the European Union and then took it away from us for mostly racist reasons, really. And I think the government lied when they were talking about Brexit, because they didn't tell people what would happen. They allowed people to think that we would get all the benefits of being in the EU without being in the EU, which is stupid. That can't happen unless somehow you're Switzerland and they managed to do that. But I really do think it's unfair on people my age, because I was 15 or 16 when the vote for Brexit happened, and when the referendum happened, I should say. And I didn't get a chance to have my say. And I think that is a crying shame, to be frank. And a lot of the people who voted for Brexit, it won't affect them in the future because they won't be around.
Dead.
Yeah. I mean, Lou, you've had very similar issues. What would you like sort of British politicians or the Brexit supporting politicians back in the UK, like Boris Johnson, Nigel Farage, what would you like them to take away from your experience in Germany and the things you've enjoyed about it, and say to them about why Brexit's been a mistake or not, in your opinion?
I mean, I won't lie in saying that I dislike all of these politicians intensely. But I don't think there's anything that I could really get them to take away from my experiences. But I would say that I wish we hadn't left the EU. And if it were ever a feasibility to rejoin the EU, I'd say, like, yeah, but obviously no one's really got the political will to do that in the UK. So that's never going to happen. I don't think there's anything I could say to get through to politicians like Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage, because I think really at their core they wanted Brexit because they were self-serving and had stakes in companies that had put shorts on the pound so that they could financially benefit from Brexit actually happening.
I mean, do you feel that sort of Brexit has impacted British and German sort of cultural links? Sort of, do you think it's impacted your relationship with other German students? Has it impacted that, or are things continuing in that sense in a human connection way the same?
So that's actually quite an interesting question, because I, not since I've been here, but when I had my exchange when I was doing my A-levels, all of the German students found Brexit really, really funny. They followed it like it was a reality TV show. And I thought that was quite interesting because, you know, it's so detrimental for all of us, but for, you know, other people, it's just, it's a bit funny, isn't it?
Yeah. We're sort of seen as the joke of Europe.
Yeah.
Which is embarrassing.
Really. Yeah. It's really interesting that, you know, we leave EU and then all of the other, like, pro-leaving EU movements just sort of evaporate.
Yeah. Because they saw how awful it was.
Turns out it's not a great idea.
I mean, Michelle, did your family have anxieties about being able to stay in the UK with Brexit and the impact it had for you? Did you have a different perspective on that?
I think initially we were just, like everyone else, you just weren't really sure what was going to happen, how things were going to look, and especially because things just took such a long time. I think we were just in the unknown for way too long. I mean, fortunately for us, we have the EU settlement scheme, which basically means that because my family and I, because they'd been working and they'd been living there for so long, they couldn't just kick out all the immigrants. And yeah, for me, actually, it hasn't had as big of an impact. But I think partly it also just makes you think that Brexit, I don't know, it's sad that the British students and the actual Brits are the ones that are suffering the consequences when it's supposed to be benefiting, you know, Britain. Whereas for me, as someone with a German passport who's born in Germany but grew up in the UK, for me, actually, it's been basically completely fine because I've been able to travel around Germany, travel around Europe, my German passport. And so, yeah, I haven't been able to experience the same things.
Okay, I mean, just in the last few minutes, you mentioned you you came here because of the lack of the far, far lower tuition fees, which is another massive issue that British students talk about all day. What was the allure of the lower tuition fees here, and did it really put you off UK universities so greatly?
Yeah, I think, of course, I think it's good that we have student loans and that the way these are paid off is not in the same way as a normal loan. But I think I just didn't want to have to start off my kind of post-uni life with, I don't know, like £40,000 in debt. And yeah, I think just, especially living costs in the UK and especially in London, they're just so high. I just wanted to try and set myself off with less debts. And I think, yeah, like I said before, it was just a huge, huge advantage.
Yeah, I mean, Lou, how have you found being here and two-hour semester, which is not costing anywhere near as much money compared to a £9,000 year in the UK? How has that impacted your political view on tuition fees? And
well, I feel like I've always been quite dissociated from the tuition fees that I'm paying, just because it, like, as Michelle was saying, like, you never see the money, like, never comes into your account and never leaves your account. it's just money paid by the student loans company to the university, and then you will slowly but probably never actually pay it off over the course of the next 30 years. Yeah, I think it's good knowing that you're only paying like is it 1500 that we pay? But then also I'm sort of thinking, like, why are we paying anything? Because, like, that money's not going to Tübingen.
Okay, damit sind wir am Ende unserer heutigen Mikro-Europa-Sendung angelangt. Melody Lewis, Lou Stratford und Michelle Mardiner, vielen Dank für Ihren Besuch beim Campusfunk.
Danke.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Hat Spaß gemacht.
Tschüss.
An den Reglern saß heute Robin Glücker und in der Regie Ulrich Hegler. Alle unsere Sendungen zum Nachhören findet ihr in unserer Mediathek auf der Homepage der Tübinger UB. Weitere Infos gibt es auf unserer Homepage unter www.mikroeuropa.de. Von Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Luke Ausfeld. Mach's gut, bleib gesund und bis bald.